This is Sean with Voice of Levon, and one of our story guides is Adam Goldstein. Adam, how are you doing?
Good, Sean.
And you know the importance of history of passing it on because you've got kids as well. And we're going to let you kind of take this one to talk about Charlie and how Charlie's son's grown up and started his own automotive biz.
Great. Thank you, Charlie. If you could talk a little bit about, you know, your name in Indianapolis is everywhere in automotive. Everyone knows Patterson Driveshaft. You've got a rich history with racing and the Speedway, Brownsburg, Avon, Speedway, Indianapolis. How is that carrying forward? How are your kids carrying that name forward? Is there still work being done in the Patterson name?
Well, yes, there really is, because my son started working for me when I started my business. He was about 14 years old, and he worked with me right from the start, got very knowledgeable in how the drive shaft business was worked on, run, created, and whatever. And so as it got up towards nearing the time that I was going to think about walking away from the business and whatever, getting ready to sell the business, he decided he wasn't sure whether he wanted to run a business or whatever. So he took the opportunity to go to a place called Rolls-Royce and start working for them doing the machine work. He enjoyed the machining part of it. So he'd had quite a career there, and when they had layoffs up there, they were laying people off, giving them a pretty good chunk of money. So he decided, with his knowledge of the drive shaft business and then the machine work that he'd learned through Rolls-Royce, he took that money and he went down to where his house is at Mooresville, and he built him a nice shop. And now what I did is pass along the legacy there to him to run his own business, which is Patterson Driveline and Machine. And when I talked with him the other day, he was so busy he couldn't believe it. And so I feel good that he picked up some of the training that I give him and turned it into quite a career, a lifelong career for him. So it worked out pretty well.
I'm sure that you taught him pretty much everything he knows. Do you ever have an opportunity, you know, he worked in your shop, do you ever get an opportunity to go to his shop and help him out now?
Well, I probably could. He's mentioned a time or two that he was so busy he didn't know what to do, and he was going on vacation, and I thought about offering to maybe go down and kind of look after his place, but then with my own business here, I'm still busy doing odds and ends, helping the neighbors, welding up trailers and whatever, and I didn't see that I really had time to go help him any, so it never happened.
Well, and at 82, you're probably not looking to get back into the drive shaft business, I'm guessing.
Well, I don't think so. Racing has been my kind of a lifelong career of mine, and even at 82, I'd still like to get back on a race car, but I don't think they would allow me on the racetrack at 82 years old. So
you never know; they might.
Well, they might. It might be a crowd pleaser, but I don't think for insurance purposes they'd probably allow me out there in a race car.
Good.
All right. Do you have anything else, Adam?
I think that's it. Thank you, Charlie.
You got it.
Thank you.